Yeah, and it's that's something they teach, isn't it? That's what these Juku cram schools that's teach. Right. It's not knowledge, it's how to pass tests.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
And that just it just creates a complete mindset that is separate, that is the opposite of learning language for communication. Okay, I said my thing, and I should probably ask you. I said my thing that out of many of the things that I would change, I would choose the one easiest and most implementable thing to change, which is to hire English teachers that actually could speak English. And I'm not even talking about changing the curriculum. Of course, that needs to be changed.
It doesn't need to be native speakers.
So, and most importantly, it shouldn't be native speakers. It shouldn't be native speakers.
So Japanese that can speak English.
Now, that was my thing. What's your thing? What would you choose as the one most implementable but effective change that you could make in the English education system in Japan?
I would remove the focus on, you know, because they start off at junior high school. A lot of them have never had really any experience with English. What I'd do is take the focus on grammar away and just start from, you know, basics, you know, grouping things and matching things and pictures and, you know, getting people to say stuff. The focus on grammar is so unnatural. It's an unnatural way of learning, I think. You know, these are the rules of how to speak. Now speak. It should be about trying to speak, you know, using... It's too difficult to explain.
No, I understand,
but taking away
the grammar focus.
Yeah, I mean, they come in at junior high school level and they are just exposed to rules. It's like, this is the rule, this is the rule, this is the rule.
And that's where a lot of that grammar focus comes from. It's the entire tradition in junior high school of laying down rules, getting kids to memorize the rules, and getting kids to regurgitate the rule. It's so junior high school.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And it gives them the idea that there's only one way, which is, you know, it's demoralizing. And then if you don't get it right, you know, you don't get points. But they, you know, just because you haven't formed the grammar correctly doesn't mean that,
not at all,
you know, you're not a good communicator or whatever.
And that's, just to get back to this article, that's an important thing to remember. No, it's okay. That's an important thing to remember. These kids scored 0 on a writing section, but we still don't know anything. There's nothing in here as a statistic about their communicative skill.
Well, what do you think?
I think, because this is my experience at the university, the university gives me a whole bunch of different classes that are leveled. And they go from supposedly top level A to bottom level E. Now, in my personal experience, because I teach communicative, fluency-based speaking classes, sometimes I get these A-level kids that are worthless at speaking, cannot communicate, although they're really good at taking a test.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I get supposedly a super low-level class, and it turns out these kids are a blast. They're so much fun. They have interesting ideas, and their grammar is completely screwed up, but they got great ideas, and
they'll
I love speaking to them. They will.
Yeah.
So these kids that scored 0, they're being told early on when they're 14, 13 years old, you're a 0. But it might be, they might actually don't even know that they're hiding it. They're hiding true English skill. But the ministry, the way they grade, doesn't think it's important, because there's nothing in here about communicative skill. Because, of course, the ministry doesn't care if you have any communicative skill. They will say, oh, it'd be nice if you did, but we want writing. And
the headline nowadays, if you go on their website or read any information, you know, about their strategy towards English teaching, it's all about active learning and, you know, don't worry about grammar and just give it a go and, you know, measuring on trying. You know, it's all about tried to, not can do. But that's complete rubbish. That's not what they're, you know, they say one thing and they do something completely different.